so her mean stepsisters started to call her Cinderella and giggled about it all the time because they thought they were very clever and witty. So poor Cinderella, because that's what everyone started to call her and will have to too, was a brave girl, but even she was beginning to feel pretty miserable about life by now. The months passed and life went from bad to worse, and then one day came the invitation to the palace ball. Daphne and Miranda were over the moon with excitement and immediately began squabbling over clothes and hairdos. "I shall dance with the prince and look so stunningly gorgeous that all the men will want to marry me, especially him, and all the very richest men there," boasted Daphne. "You cross-eyed old boot," snorted Miranda. "It's me they'll all be looking at, not you. They'll be falling at my gorgeous feet. You'll just look like a squash beetroot and smell like an old cabbage." And the two of them screamed and shouted at each other every day, just like that, from the moment the invitation arrived to the moment they clambered, kicking and screaming, into their grand carriages on the way to the ball. Cinderella, meanwhile, sat by the glowing embers of the kitchen fire, feeling thoroughly fed up. She'd had a whole day of washing and ironing and pressing and sewing the last few buttons on Daphne and Miranda's beautiful ball gowns. And now, unusually for her, she was starting to feel just a tiny bit sorry for herself. A little tear.